So last week, NVIDIA released yet another strong set of quarterly results. Its total revenue reached a record $57 billion, rising 62% year over year and beating market expectations of $54.92 billion. Net profit came in at $32 billion, up 65% from the previous years, and earnings per share climbed to $1.30, exceeding forecasts of $1.26. Not just that, NVIDIA also guided for $65 billion in revenue for the upcoming quarter, with a margin of error of just 2%. This was well above analyst consensus estimate of $62 billion. Unsurprisingly, the stock jumped more than 6% immediately after the earnings release. But the celebration didn't last long, because within just a few hours, the share price reversed and fell back down. So, what happened? So, allegedly, this sudden drop was triggered by a Substack article claiming that an algorithm detected a $610 billion scam involving NVIDIA and the entire AI ecosystem. And if these claims were true, this could be one of the largest accounting frauds in the history of the tech industry. In that article, the author listed a few serious red flags. The piece itself is quite long and can be confusing for anyone who is not already familiar with NVIDIA's financials. But thankfully, someone summarized the entire essay into a single image that presents the claims in a way that even a 5-year-old would understand. Yay for AI! So the first issue that the article pointed out is financial inconsistencies. This focused on NVIDIA's rising accounts receivable and growing inventory backlog. The argument was that if demand is truly as strong as NVIDIA claims, then receivables should not be increasing so quickly and inventory should not be building up. The second claim was on NVIDIA's cash flow. The article argued that the company only converted about 75% of its reported profit into operating cash flow. This is far below the industry average of roughly 95% and could be a sign that NVIDIA's earnings might not be fully supported by real cash generation. Then there's also the issue about the circular financing structure. So when the same funds are moving between companies like OpenAI, Microsoft, Oracle, and AMD, this creates the appearance of massive demand, when in reality, the money is simply being recycled. So if this is true, this would mean that NVIDIA's revenue is being artificially inflated. Beyond that, the article also pointed out issues like wide revenue, margin compression, and that smart money was selling NVIDIA shares before the earnings release, implying that perhaps some of them may have already suspected that something fishy is going on. So when this news came out, almost immediately, a number of people jumped onto the news. For example, Travis Wright reposted the headline with warnings that the AI bubble may have finally popped. Even Mr. Liu also highlighted it as a potential red flag, suggesting that investors should be very cautious because the entire AI boom might be one big scam. But there's just one problem. The article contained a large number of inaccuracies. I will not try to debunk every single point here because several people have already done very detailed breakdowns. For example, this analysis from Futu NN went through the numbers one by one and showed where the claims did not match NVIDIA's actual financial disclosures. This thread by Akash highlighted how the author misunderstood basic concepts like accounts receivable and inventory cycles, and a company doing well and expecting more sales in the next quarter will obviously have more inventory on hand to meet upcoming demand. Bundy also did a video explaining why many of the assumptions in the Substack article were either misinterpreted or simply incorrect. I'll leave their links in the description below so you can check it out for yourself. But what this shows is that you shouldn't blindly trust any article or video that you find online, especially from someone who mainly runs a patch relocation business and uses AI to write his articles without doing proper fact-checking. I also would like to point out that contrary to what some people might believe, NVIDIA's drop after the initial post-earnings rally was not caused by this misleading article, but rather, the real trigger was the much stronger than expected September non-farm payroll data that came out on the same day, because the concern was that if the labor market was too strong, the chances of getting a rate cut becomes lower, which is bad for the stock market. Because of that data, both NVIDIA and the S&P 500 started declining and continued to fall all the way until the next day. But then, on that day, when the New York Fed president came out and said that he sees further room for rate cuts, both NVIDIA and the S&P 500 rebounded. In other words, the price movements were driven by macroeconomic expectations and not some viral Substack article. Quick pause. If you're looking for the best brokers to kickstart your investing journey, check out Interactive Brokers. You will enjoy one of the lowest fees in the industry at just 35 cents per trade on the US stock market. It also offers Ireland domicile ETFs, perfect for saving on dividend withholding taxes. Plus, it also comes with free company research tools, so you can make smarter investing decisions. Feel free to use my Interactive Brokers link to open an account and start investing today. Alright, let's get back to the video. Now, even though the Substack article contained many inaccuracies, that does not mean that the AI sector is completely safe. In fact, concerns about an AI bubble are becoming increasingly common. A recent survey by Bank of America found that more than half of global money managers now believe that AI stocks are already in bubble territory. NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang is also well aware of this sentiment. In an internal memo, he acknowledged that expectations around NVIDIA have become so extreme that the company is stuck in a no-win situation. If they deliver a bad quarter, this will prove that the AI bubble has burst. But if they deliver a great quarter, they will be inflating the bubble. And if they miss expectations by even a small amount or show the slightest weakness, then the whole world would have fallen apart. And calling it the whole world would probably be not an exaggeration. NVIDIA, along with companies like OpenAI, AMD, Oracle, and Intel, sits at the very center of the AI economy. And with the top 10 companies now accounting for almost 40% of the entire index, with NVIDIA alone making up nearly 8%, any stumble from the leaders would drag the entire market down with them. So what are the real risks that investors should be paying attention to? The first risk is actually overbuilding. So back during the dot-com era, telecom companies invested heavily into laying fiber optic cables because everyone believed internet traffic would grow exponentially. Billions of dollars were poured into infrastructure, and yet studies later show that only around 7% of the installed fiber capacity was actually being used, while the rest of the capacity took years to absorb. Today, many investors worry that the same pattern could repeat in AI. Companies are racing to build massive AI data centers, GPU farms, and training clusters. Google, for example, say that it needs to double its AI serving capacity every 6 months just to keep up with demand. Meanwhile, OpenAI, through its Stargate partnership with SoftBank and Oracle, is planning to build 5 enormous data centers in the United States, committing more than $400 billion over the next 3 years. However, even though this overcapacity is real, companies are still aggressively expanding their AI infrastructure because they believe the risk of underinvesting is far greater than the risk of building too much too soon. Sundar Pichai said in a recent interview that Google must continue pushing forward with its AI infrastructure expansion because the risk of underinvesting exceeds the risk of overcapacity. Mark Zuckerberg also made a similar point. He said that if a company builds too slowly and AI arrives sooner than expected, the company will be out of position on what is going to be the most important technology that enables the most new products and innovation and value creation in history. And for a company like Meta, the risk is probably in not being aggressive enough, rather than being somewhat too aggressive. Though as of now, the infrastructure that has been built is still running at very high utilization. Data center vacancy rates remain near record lows, with industry estimates showing utilization levels of around 80%. This is very different from the dot-com era, when most of the fiber optic network capacity sat unused for years. This suggests that at least for the moment, the rapid pace of AI infrastructure investment is supported by real workloads and genuine demand. It does not remove the risk of overcapacity, but it simply means that any excess will show up further into the future. Next, even if AI infrastructure is currently running at high utilization, the next major risk is the widening gap between what investors expect AI to become and what the industry is actually monetizing today. Right now, according to a report by Bain & Company, the valuations of many AI companies are built on the assumption that the AI economy will eventually need to generate around $2 trillion in annual revenue in order for current spending levels to make economic sense. And according to Bain's projections, even under generous assumptions, the AI industry could still fall short by roughly $800 billion per year. In other words, the amount of actual revenue being produced today is nowhere near the level implied by the current levels of capital expenditure. So the risk here is that investors are pricing in a future where AI is able to consistently convert technological progress into sustained economic value. If adoption grows more slowly than expected, or if companies scale back their AI budgets after running initial pilot projects, the industry could enter a period where demand temporarily slows. So, for example, right now, analysts are estimating that Nvidia's earnings per share could continue to grow at around 46% over the next 3 to 5 years. But let's just be a little more conservative. Let's say Nvidia's earnings per share could grow by 30% instead. This would mean the stock still has more upside to go. But if for some reason its growth starts to slow down to say 20%, we could see the stock drop by 50% or even more from current levels. However, with that being said, the current data does show that AI adoption is still strong and growing. According to JP Morgan, hyperscalers are already seeing tangible returns through increased cloud demand and productivity improvements in coding, advertising, and enterprise software. And with a 99% US market share in global large language models, their revenues are scaling. KPMG's latest AI survey shows that the average enterprise AI investment rose 14% in the first quarter to about $130 million. Supported by visible gains in productivity and profitability across early use cases. So while there is a clear risk that expectations are running ahead of actual monetization, the underlying adoption trends currently still looks healthy. Now, even after considering the risk, the long-term bullish thesis for AI and big tech companies still remains strong. One reason for that is the valuation. So back during the peak of the dot-com bubble, the top 4 tech leaders of the early 2000s traded near 70 times 2-year forward earnings. But today, the average 2-year forward price to earnings is about 26 times for the biggest AI data center spenders, such as Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, and Meta. Here, you can see that the IT sector price isn't running too far ahead of the earnings. Though, of course, the concentration risk is real. But concentration may not always equal a bubble popping. It just means that it raises portfolio risk if the names ever stumble. Besides that, it's also important to look at the circular AI deals in the right context. While critics like to argue that companies like OpenAI, Oracle, Microsoft, and Nvidia are merely recycling money and inflating demand, the reality is that the deals are tied to real infrastructure build-outs, real compute usage, and real deployment milestones rather than fictional revenue. As Akash on Twitter pointed out, this is not fraud. It is essentially vendor financing, a practice that companies like TSMC has used for decades, where customers prepay to secure capacity during periods of tight supply. In fact, UBS notes that the scale of circular deals, while significant, is not overwhelming. They pointed out that OpenAI's arrangement with Nvidia only accounts for roughly 13% of Nvidia's projected 2026 revenue, which is meaningful, but far from a system-wide dependency. More importantly, these agreements are structured as performance-based contracts and not unconditional financial loops. For example, if OpenAI's planned 1 gigawatt data center deployment occurs in the second half of 2026, it will require a total investment of about $50 to $60 billion, with Nvidia supplying around $35 billion worth of GPUs for the facility. Then from there, Nvidia may reinvest the $10 billion back into OpenAI, with further investments contingent on actual progress in AI monetization. These figures are tied to real construction phases, energy availability, and compute delivery, and not arbitrary money cycling. So this performance-based structure is very different from the telecom bubble of the early 2000s, where companies made massive fixed commitments based on speculative demand projections. Another thesis is that AI has now become a strategic priority for the United States, that the government might eventually behave like an insurer of last resort. This argument is straightforward. AI has turned into a global arms race, especially against China. And if private AI spending were to slow meaningfully, policymakers might feel pressured to intervene in order to protect national competitiveness. Now, to be clear, the current administration has explicitly ruled out the idea of a formal AI backstop or bailout. But even without a formal guarantee, the reality is that if AI investment stalls, it will create enormous political pressure because jobs, technological leadership, defense capability, and long-term economic growth are now all tied closely to the progress of AI. Falling behind would affect far more than just the tech sector. It will weaken the broader economy and undermine the country's strategic position. Because of this, while bailouts are unlikely, the government is still expected to support AI through subsidies, grants, and industrial policy, all to keep the US ahead in a technology competition that many leaders now describe as existential. In short, the real question isn't so much about fraud. We all know that the AI demand is real. The real question is whether the current pace of spending, expectations and valuations can be sustained, and how long this growth curve can run before it slows down. Because at the end of the day, this isn't a story about scams. It is about an industry expanding at an extraordinary pace, where the upside is massive and the risks are real. And as investors, we need to separate the noise from the fundamentals if you want to survive the volatility ahead. Anyway, that's all for this video. Hope you found this useful. Like, share and subscribe, as I'll be posting new videos every week.